Hallelujah. Okay, close the door. Let's start service. Amen. So we look at salvation one time today. Then we hold on it for a while. Amen. So you put it as a salvation part 30. Okay, Sister Buki, I think that is an hour of prayers, right? For those who came early, right? Okay, so please. And now let me explain more of church pattern for you. Now tomorrow, and how many of you have holiday tomorrow? I mean, tomorrow, how many of you have holiday? Let me explain this way. When, especially those of you that you are engaged in daily routine, bankers, etc., because your employer is taking so much of your day already, anytime you now have leave, your leave or your off is fully for the Lord. It's not even for you. It's not to wash clothes. It's not to go and see your boo. It's not to go and see your parent. Are you with me? Are you with me? So when you now have, that is your trade-off. That is now your opportunity cost, right? Alternative for gun. How do they put it? Are you with me? So anytime you now have, because that is the point at which I now frown at people. If we understand, okay, your boss wants you to leave work by 9, 10, no problem. He now gave you off. Now say, finally, now travel to your village. That is when you now enter into my red book. Praise God. Are you with me? So when you have, so those of you that we maybe due to election, even normally Saturday, I plan before that Saturday will just be all true, but let's just respect Nigeria, though. For the sake of respecting Nigeria, so let's not do that. So Saturday, nothing. Of course, if you have time, as you are voting, and preach the gospel, and get results of the gospel. So, but much more, I'm saying all that to say, if you have time tomorrow, please try and come earlier and start praying. Tomorrow, of course, we may teach, but there will be more of prayer. So prayers, of course, number 6. But please, if you have leftovers, and you can come before six, come and pray your prayers. Amen? If you don't respect this structure, you don't respect, that means you don't respect ministry. That's your truth. That's your truth. What is ministry? This pattern. Are you with me? Please close that door. Okay. Let's start service. Amen, amen. Second Peter chapter 1. First Peter, rather, chapter 1. Hospital chapter 1. So there will be days we wait for the late comers, there will be days we don't wait for them. So today, we wait for you very well. If you don't want to hear what you will hear. Amen. We still have 2 messages to go. Second Peter 1:9. Want to go? Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of souls. Verse 10. Of which salvation the prophets have what? Inquired and searched diligently. Who are the prophets there? He said, why are you so slow in opening the Bible? Who are the prophets there? Old Testament prophets, right? Yes, that's the Old Testament prophets, not the New Testament prophets. They are the ones that they inquired. See those use of words? They inquired and what? They searched diligently. What did they do? Who prophesied of the sister grace that should what? Come unto you. Are you with me? They prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. That's just a lot. So that would mean you have to focus more on their words even than them. You have to meditate more. You should read the book of Isaiah more than Isaiah. Because what Isaiah wrote down was not for Isaiah, it was for you. Who prophesied of the grace that should what? Come unto you. So if Isaiah read this book himself 3 times, you should read it like 30 times. Because what Isaiah wrote was not for himself, was for us. Are you with me? So he now explained in the next verse. searching. See what they are saying. See what they are doing. Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand what? The sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. So what did they spoke ahead of time? That Christ will suffer and he will enter into his glory. Don't forget, in entering into his glory, we also entered into the rest of God. So it's not just Christ alone. So when we are talking about the sufferings of Christ, in the glory that follows the suffering of Christ, we have the victories of the new creature. And that's what I'll be talking about today. I'll be talking about the victories of the new creature, the victories we have in salvation. Amen? Are you with me? So, and the glory that should follow. Verse 12, unto whom was it revealed? That is, I've told you before that the whole of it was revealed was just one Greek word. That should be apokalypto. So you have to swap it. Unto whom was it? It's a question. Unto whom was it revealed? That not unto themselves, but unto what? Us. Did they minister the things which are now what? Read. Being reported unto you by them that preached the gospel unto you. Come on, read now. With the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look. So now, don't forget, go back to verse 11. The first word in verse 11, you use the word searching, 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 searching. And I've told you before that in searching, there will be mistakes, there will be correction, there will be tete-a-tete, there will be guesswork, because it's searching. That means there is something was in process. But if you will focus very well, that means you are not likely to get what Isaiah is saying from just one verse. You must really take a bulk of his material. You are likely, if you focus on just one verse of David, just focus on maybe Psalm 35 verse 1, you will not see anything. You will take it as a bulk because it's a searching. Just like if you are saying we are doing experiment, hypothesis, they don't have, like somebody is doing experiment and he never made a thesis. What's another name for thesis in science? No. Hypothesis is what you do to get thesis. Thesis is the verdict. Okay, or like a theory, thank you. A postulation, thank you. So they were doing the experiment, but they made no postulation. Are you with me? The postulations are in the epistles. Let me simplify it. The result, right, of what they were experimenting was not in their materials. The result was where? Clear in the New Testament materials. So, but they did a lot of hypotheses. And glory be to God. Thank God for Pastor Jeremy. So I explained that to us much more. Last time he came, the time he came, that God also gave us some people that we call the foundational apostles who came and explained the Old Testament to us. And no matter how anointed you are, you cannot really replace them. That canon has been closed. You cannot be more anointed than Paul in writing. I'm sorry. Why? I don't know too. Of course we know. You read this material, you see, understand why. So, God uses men to give us the pattern for the church. The pattern from which we are not permitted to deviate. See, God is glorified in the activities of men. Yeah, that's the point. God is yet glorified. Although it is men writing, men acting, but God is yet glorified in the activities of men. In those materials that they, because what we call the epistles, they are simply deductions or explanations of the Old Testament by the Spirit of Christ that inspired the prophet of old. By the same spirit that was moving them along, now people indwelt men. So by and in when the Holy Ghost indwells you, you have understanding. Amen. Or let me say, by fellowship, in fellowship with the Holy Ghost that indwells you, you have understanding. And with such understanding, they were able to explain the riddles, the dark sayings, the scares, the riddles of old. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, so just look at three of them, or four, Isaiah chapter 54, from verse 1. So when you are in looking at these things, don't be carried away. Don't be carried away with it. You will see different stories. You will see sword. You will see sword. You will see tabernacle. You will see a lot. Don't be carried away. You will see poetry. Don't be carried away. Focus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Imagine if we don't have anything called New Testament materials. Are we still going to be Christian or we'll be ritualist? Eh? Or we'll be swordsmen? Amen. So you focus. So in focusing on Christ-centeredness of the Old Testament, you will bring out, you make sense from it. Isaiah 54, verse 1. Single barren. You are just barren. So if some people go here now, I'm using this one to do barrenness service. You understand? It's not barrenness service. What is the opposite of barrenness? Fruit of the womb service. Now make this the anchor scripture. And nobody in the congregation will understand salvation, because the verse for you to understand salvation, you have used to have a baby. It's not wrong, though. It's not wrong to have a baby. Just have a baby by the power of God. Yes. Amen. Isaiah 54, you're from verse 1. Sister Grace, why are you laughing at me? You are here like Habakkuk. Single barren, thou that didst not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the what? Desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Verse 2, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thy habitation. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stake. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widow. Don't forget, these are prophets. And we have read from Revelation 19:10 that is the testimony of Christ is what? Is the spirit of prophecy. Is the reason why anybody should prophesy. Now see verse 5. Everybody want to go? For thy maker is thy husband. Imagine. And the Lord of hosts is his name. Thy redeemer. Imagine. Is your husband, is your redeemer. So you are focused too much on husband. Now you have done to get a husband. You are forgotten that he's talking about redemption. Are you with me? See, I'm focusing, looking at the Bible. The Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Verse 6, for the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieving spirit, a wife of youth, when thou wast refused, saith the Lord. From verse 7, let's read together. Want to go? For a small moment have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. Verse 8, in a little wrath have I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. For this... Okay, also we have a law called the law of repetition. Also, if you have read this verse now, barrenness was mentioned once, husband was mentioned once, but now you have seen redeemer mentioned at least twice right now. Abi? So you should not focus on barrenness or husbandlessness. Amen? Are you with me? Sorry, widowness. Which one again? Another word. So you have seen redeemer repeated twice. But you saw husband once, so that cannot be husband. Just the same way when you are reading John chapter 3, especially one be born of water, that is the spirit. Water was mentioned once, but spirit was mentioned three times in just verse 3 to verse 7 for you to understand that the essence of that place is for you to be what? Born by the spirit, not water baptism or water ritual. Amen. Oh. Thank you. So verse 7 now, 9 rather. For this is as the what? Waters of Noah. Unto me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be wrought with thee, nor rebuke thee. So you are seeing that he is talking about a relationship that is to come. He said, the time is coming that I will never be angry with you again. That's the same way as 2 Corinthians 5:19. Your sins I will not count against you. I will not input. That is the meaning. That's what he's saying in another way. Verse 10, want to go? For the mountains shall not depart, for the hills shall be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall my covenant of peace be removed, said the Lord that had mercy on thee. Amen, amen. Praise God. So that is talking about our salvation. Our redemption. Eternal in now. See, that is an unconditional commitment of God. He said the same way I have said. That means that rainbow of Noah is to teach man a lesson. What's lesson? Not lesson of a flood, a lesson of salvation. That the same way that see that rainbow, see that sign of Noah, the same way I said this thing, this flood will never go over the earth again, in the same manner, in like manner, I have sworn that what? I will never be angry with you again. And if you backtrack to when Noah did what he did, you remember that Noah offered a sacrifice. And when the incense of the sacrifice rose up, that is when the rainbow appeared. And that's so, also, if you now bring that to this reality, Christ died for our sins. He was a sacrifice. Amen? And based on that sacrifice, we now add an eternal redemption, eternal unity, eternal forgiveness, eternal collaboration with God. Praise God. Eternal amnesty. I prefer that. Okay. Psalm 118. At times when you are boxed in a corner, you have dreams, you are falling from the sky, falling from plane, escaping, doing narrow escape. After you have watched too much Igbo films, now rush to your pastor for your old rugged pastor for deliverance. And what else? I say, come on, read this psalm into a water. You shall not die, but you shall live. What? Psalm 118. Let's see what you shall not die means. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy does what? Endureth forever. Verse 2. Then Israel now said that it's what? Mercy endureth forever. That's strong. I've told you, that is too much repetition. Mercy is enough goodness. That's a mercy we endure. Mercy does not need to endure already. It's called mercy. Do you understand that? Do you understand? Mercy does not need to endure. Mercy is endurance. So in that saying, endurance will endure for how long again? Forever. What's that? Say tautology. Say tautology. Come on. That is necessary repetition because of the hardness of our head. Because despite all you see, think, are you now saying? If there are some. I don't understand people. Once you are preaching stuff like this, there are some ready-made questions that they ask you. If a lady just finish committing it, that's the next question. They say, at this point, why is that always the question? And this trumpet sound, since you have been asking this question, as the trumpet sound, at that, just is a ready-made question, already prepared. See, and the trumpet sound. How does the trumpet look like? Ask him. Yeah, do you know who the verse in the Bible where it's written that trumpet will sound? Read it for me. They don't know. But they have that is why, before you do home video, if you should do a talk for Christian, know the Bible. Because those things will reflect, some people will almost go to hell because of home video. Because home video have told them how to be born again. I remember that movie where a preacher came to preach to a guy, and the guy pursued the preacher. But he said, no, I don't want the preacher. One day he sent his dog to the preacher until one day, as he pursued, maybe the dog, he told them some people gonna kill the preacher. Later, then I said, I'm a bad man. I said, okay. And I just repent. And I said, okay, God, I am repenting. I'm sorry. And God said, no, you have had your last chance. It's too late for you. So, what is the hope for the bad boy in the streets? We have passed redemption. And they now say, some people, they have sold their soul to the what? To the devil. What an intelligent lie. Sorry, unintelligent lie. How much does the devil pay? Say he gave you wealth. He gave you what? Say he gave you fame, right? Now you can sing. Solomon, say that one, sold his soul. Why not compare yourself with Solomon? Have you had the fame of Solomon? Solomon took the devil, chop that one. Took the word, chop that one. Took God. You know, you see me in heaven. Is the writer of Hebrews, he only omitted his name. Let's not put it. We know he'll be there, but let's not write it. That guy, the man of God. Praise God. What did I say, John? Let me go back to where I'm going. So I'm simply saying, home video can be devilish, because pictures at times they remain, they stick. Thank you more than new words. So before you do the next Agbaranla, please study Bible. Of course, drama is a wrong ministry already. To now do drama based on wrong information is worse. Amen. Amen. I said drama. I have to teach you about drama in this place. But none of you is planning to go to start Christian drama now, so that's why I'm not interested. I've sent him away to a place where we don't have time for drama again. Divine, you are started, right? Oh, so you say what? Yeah, JJC, just relax. Psalm 118, verse 1. Welcome, Pastor Ezekiel. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for Pastor Ezekiel is good. Is good, because his mercy endureth forever. 2. Let Israel now say that what? His mercy endureth forever. Verse 3. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. Verse 5. I call upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me, and he set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Notice what you read when your lecturer is harassing you. But let's see what he's talking about. Lord, take my part with them that help me. Therefore, will I see my desire upon them that hated me. It is better to trust in God than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in God than to put confidence. I can't cram all these things before, you know, for fire battle. Than to put confidence in praise. Verse 10, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about like the beast, they are quenched as the fire of the tongues, but for in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast trust so as me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Verse 14, one to go, everybody. The Lord is my strength and my son, and he's become my son. Verse 15, one to go. The voices of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacle of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord dwelt valiantly. Verse 16, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord dwelt valiantly. Verse 17, I shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord. 18, the Lord has chastised me so, but he hath not given me over unto death. 19, open to me the gates of righteousness, and I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. The gate of the Lord into which the righteous will enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me and hast become my what? Salvation. Don't forget repetition, right? Salvation already said 3 times. Verse 22. Everybody, one, two, go. The stones which the builder what? Refused is become the head of what? The stone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous. So who quoted this in the New Testament? Jesus. You understand? So if you have forgot, if you have used all these ones, everything for rats matter, for jumping up and down, this is a redemptive chapter. And keep reading. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will what? Rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. That's the resurrection. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Okay? What's the prosperity? 24, I want to go. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord which hath shewed us light, bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horn of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's clear, right? In fact, if you look at that prosperity, the mention of that prosperity is verse 26. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus is our prosperity. I'm talking about that context. Go to Isaiah chapter 62. So you can't read the Old Testament as a whole and not know that God is planning something for man. If you read it as one singular document, if you take it holistically, that means not taking it tattered, not taking it and not being hypertensive with the scripture. If you take it together, you take it as one single material, you will surely know that God has a plan for man. Are you with me, brethren? Thank you for being there. Isaiah 62, verse 1. I love this. For Zion's sake, will I not hold my peace? That's serious. God is saying, for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until. Say until. Until righteousness therefore goes forth as brightness, and salvation therefore as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings and thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Verse 3, thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. That's the name of my wife. For the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married. Amen. Praise God. Go to verse 11. Want to go? Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy what? Thy salvation cometh. Don't forget, verse 1 is saying, I will not hold my peace, right? Now saying in verse 11, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is with him. 12. Want to go, everybody? And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. Praise God. Hallelujah. So this is how you look at the Old Testament. You will be intelligent. At times you will see different story. Don't focus on story. Stop reading. Don't turn the Bible to a storybook. Amen. I've told you yesterday, we may be scholastic with the scripture, we may be academic, yet we see life in the Bible. The Bible is yet life-changing, despite the fact that it looks scholastic, despite the fact that it looks educative, it's yet life-changing. Amen, amen. So I love that last verse. It said, thou shalt be called the holy people. That's the same thing that the epistle told us. Don't forget, Isaiah was prophesying of the grace that should come unto you, the grace that we are now enjoying. What differentiated Isaiah from us? That event, the event, the event, the event, the event. That's the point. That's the dividing line. That is what actually divided the testaments. Are you with me? There is never two testaments. As far as God is concerned, there was only one testament, the New Testament. From Genesis 1, we saw the New Testament, right? Come on, right? I will make man in my own image. Who will make man? I will make man. Who's made? My image. Who is walking? God is walking. I will make man in my image. Who's going to do it? God. Say God alone. That's the new covenant. God of his own accord said, let there be light. And there was light. He's my light. The light shines in darkness. And 2 Corinthians chapter 4 told us that light of his call is about the glorious gospel of Christ. So it's just that self-commitment. God is a sole proprietor in what? In salvation. He does it all by himself. So the reason why we have a testament that looks like the Old Testament is because of refusal of people to what? Acknowledge the New Testament. In the mind of God, God never related to any man based on what is called the law. No. The law is man's way. Remember, grace is the mystery of godliness, right? We said our religion. The law is a type of religion. But our religion is what I can call that New Testament. Now, I've told you yesterday, 2 days ago, that it's not wrong to say the Christian is a religion, but ensure you explain it. In what form is it our religion? God was manifest in the flesh. You explain. Right? Justified in the spirit. Resurrection. Seen of angel, preached unto Gentiles, believe on the word, and received up into glory. Amen, amen. Praise God. So, I wrote this in my notes. I said the ultimate goodness of God towards man is salvation. The ultimate goodness of God towards man, this is what the entire Old Testament is about. That a man is coming to save. But to us today, we sing, truly he has come and he has saved. Amen. Amen. So, I challenge you, spend time thinking on your salvation. That is why, I guess that is why the Bible is that big. Although if you are the fan of storybook, like some great people here, I know it's not big compared to what is called big. See some storybooks like this. And some people say they will finish it in 3 months. I say, yay. You scan through what you read. But tell you, but someone else, say, read the book of First Chronicles. Say, ah! Abinabad begat Tolu, and Tolu begat Ezekiel, Ezekiel begat. You will take 3 minutes or you read one line. This one begat, Kilele. What is it? You see, give you things fall apart. And that one is small. They know big books. Grisham, maybe? What is the name of those of your books? Which one is small? Which one is big then? The Yellow Sun. Yellow Sun, maybe? Half. What if it's the full sun that you are reading? I'm not reading about. The purple, what? Okay, that. Shimamanda, maybe? Lord of the Ring. Keep confessing, I'm hearing. I'm having new condition for workers in training. You will bring all your, in Acts chapter 19, they brought all their curious acts to the front and they burnt them. And the price thereof was having tons of, a lot of shakers of silver. You will bring your, you come and burn your bridges here, hallelujah. Where's the editor? The tool of your what? Rebellion. No, that phone. I only uninstall some apps and I'll not put a pastor monitoring app. It will be an admin. Who is the tech guy? I can just work on this thing. An app that I will install on everybody's phone by force. You know, as you are joining membership training, it's installed on your phone. So it will not allow you to spend more than what? 20 minutes on WhatsApp. So you just shut the pastor says shut. So once you try to bypass that, you send it auto send message to pastor. Hallelujah. Once you make extra cool, it's well, just key your phone. Bah. Praise God. That would be good. Well, let me say this though. Do you know if you have a pastor, you are be happy. Man, every man is a pastor. Ah. Even we need pastors. So. That's why it's not good to be alone. I like, it was actually this morning that I was just inside and things just came strong. There's something I ought to do. I didn't do it. Suddenly, I now saw a reminder in my system. Because at times when I have this plenty thing, I just put it on calendar, reminder. It just pop. Say, okay, I carried my note. I started. Now, this is what I'm saying. You know, you will be rewarded for things you don't want to do, but you did because somebody told you. Something you don't want to do that you did because somebody told you to do it. That is also the reason behind the issue of home, maybe husband and wife, why we have one as head. And there's really some home that the wife really needs to be the head. Anyway, I will explain those mystery later. The mystery is not in the Bible. Anyway. But
It's good if you can be told, if you have a reasonable man that can tell you what to do. Because most times you will not want to do it. The most spiritual does not really want to do things on his own.
Happy are you if you have a pastor? I didn't know how to convey that message very well, but just leave it there. Eh? Amen? Revelation 3:21.
It's good to be told what to do.
Like, put yourself in a position where you can be instructed. That is why you have friends that they attend church where they are like a speck in the midst of a what? In the midst of a ocean or a river, a speck. Where you know that. No, that's one of the criteria. No, there's one thing that our friends just said before that. Why will you be going to church a lot, Danny? You know the meaning? So say it's a single man church. Huh? I asked my mom, Mommy, which church is now is not a sole proprietor? Say, I know. I said, okay, but Mommy, we are attending RCC. It's a sole proprietor too. He said, no, it's not like all those small. Yeah, okay. If you really do not want us to attend one man church, let's attend Catholic. Is that we are sure? Even Catholic, even Pope self. Have you? Pope not a proprietor. Amen. There's no shame in following Emmanuel. I mean, actually, that was the time that I tried to leave my old church to go and be attending program. I said, why are you going to one man's church now? Eh? This is a big, this is a universal, how do they put it? Yeah, sure. Revelation 3:21. So I said something earlier. I said, there is great power in meditating on your salvation. That's why the Bible is that big. That's what took us to that long route. So it is in salvation that God is clearly seen and understood, okay? It's in salvation that God is clearly seen and understood. It's in salvation that we know how to use the power of God to the glory of God. Please write that down, ministers. It is in salvation that we know to use the power of God to the glory of God. Without understanding salvation clearly, you can manifest power, but it's in salvation that we know to use the power of God to the glory of God. And like I said yesterday, we are to reign on earth right now. Say right now. Right now. So Christians are not people on the battlefront. Nope. Fighting for victory. See, this is Revelation 3:21. He said, to him that overcometh. I know we have explained this before. We give this and that. So the question is, to him that overcometh what? What are you to overcome? Don't forget, the whole book of Revelation is a vision that was given to John, which must also be interpreted in the light of what Christ has done. What Christ has done. That is Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. Sorry, I'll be a bit fast. I want to wrap this up right now. Revelation 1, verse 1 said, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which he gave unto him. It's the revelation of Christ, not of the Antichrist. So we must focus on the right thing. As believers, we must interpret the whole scripture in the light of Christ alone. Amen? Amen. Oh. There's no other secret to search out in the Bible. Don't look at the Bible, I'm looking for the Antichrist. You will never know him. When you know the Christ, then you'll be able to design the Antichrist when he comes. But if you are looking for the Antichrist right now, anybody will just be faking as Antichrist for you. Obama will look at that. Very soon, you think it's Obama. Obama will go. He's again. It's Trump. That one. Trump, you know, how many months ago now? He said, Trump went to Jerusalem to what? To what did he do again, Seth? To declare Jerusalem as the capital. Is that what he did? Capital of Israel. You know, before it was Tel Aviv, right? Now it's now capital to Jerusalem. Say, wow, this is the exact prophecy of Daniel. Say, that means the 3.5 years is about to commence. He has restored the what? Sacrifice. Remember? Daniel chapter 9. You don't study eschatology. Is there now that the first thing that you guys will do, that you will restore the sacrifice, the daily sacrifice, the oblation, etc. So we say, now capital has come back to Jerusalem. Wow. It's about to start. Brethren, are you ready for the tribulation? Imagine. You are not preaching because you are ready for tribulation. Yeah. Let it come. Tribulation come. A lot of Adolf Hitler he did worse than anybody. You know what he did? He lined up how many million Jews? Is it 8 million? Eh? No, 50 million, 55 million was the entire people that died in the Second World War. But he lined 8 million Jews, killed them like this. Like, they use them to test weapons. They can arrange like
like 100 people die on a straight line. So they want to shoot the first person, see where the bullet will stop. You know what I'm saying? So how devilish can that get? Everybody has tagged him then. This is the Antichrist. In fact, he fit all the profile. More than anybody today. And today is gone. Although some people say, well, later when the announcer is not, okay, say it's only the manifestation of the spirit of the Antichrist. The real manifestation of the spirit of the Antichrist is in false doctrine. I've told you that countless times. False doctrine. Antichrist. Anti the message of Christ. And 1 John clearly explained that to us. Okay, let me not go into Antichrist today. We are looking at the Christ. John chapter 5, verse 39. Don't forget, let me read Good News Translation for you here. John 5, 39. He said, you study the scripture because you think that in them you will find eternal life. And these very scriptures speak about me. 40, and yet you are not willing to come to me in order to have life. So, even it's so funny, you are not even to look at the Bible looking for eternal life, look at the Bible for Jesus. Because eternal life is found in Christ alone. So the whole of Genesis to Revelation talks about that redemption that Christ is to bring. When you are seeing all the coat of skin, the offering of Abel, the ark of Noah, the offering of Abraham, everything, not one thing is contradictory. It's all about Jesus. Chapter 19, verse 10. I've quoted that initially. Revelation 19, verse 10. Sorry, I'm fast. That's when he said, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So everybody was talking about Jesus. And the express revelation of Christ, of what Christ has done, is not... Of course, I've spoken that before. I said that express revelation of what Christ has done will never be found in any book or vision. It will never be found in any book like Revelation or no. You will find them in the epistles. God, revelation is a vision. Somebody just saw and he wrote, just like what you find in the book of Ezekiel. You say, and so you know, now there's some. A lot of people love to prophesy like Pastor Ezekiel. No, sorry, Prophet Ezekiel. Say, and I see. Right now, and sorry now, who is gifted there? I look and I see an armor tree. After the armor tree, I saw the ear. The ear was growing out of the armor tree. Hallelujah! And the ear is spreading. And it's becoming a calabash. Say yeah. And yet a little man comes out of the middle of the air. Hallelujah! And his name shall be called. You are flowing. And you think that is a revelation? So, who is the man that overcome the world according to Revelation chapter 3? Is it the man that succeeded in moral perfection? No. Self-righteousness? No. Is it just the bishops and the pope? No, I've said only 20 people in redeem will go to heaven. The pastor, his wife, and the best title, right? Abi, who else will be the third person? Pastor. Okay, let's say in this church now, if 5 people will make heaven in this place, let's be frank and sincere. Who is be the first and who will be the last? At least pastor will make it. Amen. Based on his wife, we not leave his wife behind. So two is gone. We have 3 more slots to go. Yes. On this road, nobody. On this road, nobody. On this road, nobody. No, there's one person that will go to hell. Yeah. I'm coming. We'll come to that. On that road, Poroshan by is here. Hallelujah. Poroshan will go to heaven. On this road, yes, he has gone already. Yes. You won't go. Pastor Ezekiel. Hallelujah. No, not you, your wife. She's more gentle. Hallelujah. But let's now look at people that will go to hell based on their commitment to church. Praise God. Everybody else. For you all did not meet your target last month. Purgatory. So you go and pay for your sin in purgatory, and when you are finished paying for it, you now move to heaven. Catholic. You have not given my assignment. They are bound on you guys. No, go and read history. You see what they have done in the name of religion. You see, there was a time that they are trying to build one big monument. I mean, big cathedral. Say, okay, all of you that your parents has died, that you are not sure where they went to. Say, let's that penance or the money for purgatory. Now say, okay, They now said penance is different. Penance, that one, there's a certificate that they will print for you. Certificate of heaven. They will Pope will stamp it. And you will pay his money. The Pope will stamp it that this that is indulgence. Indulgence. Ah. What have they not sold? Indulgence is for the sins you commit. So you will pay for it, you have a certificate that you enter. Simo is better. Simo is for Brad to do and dress. Simo is just for those who don't have time to confess the sin. This one, you have time, but you are not sure. So you Pope will help you to approach God. So you pay, and Pope will stamp it. Don't worry, go and show God. Yeah. Tell him that I'll sanctify you forever. So that one, he said, all your relatives that has died, it's time to redeem them. So if they have been in hell before, by the time you pay, say the Pope will pray for you, and they will be translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. I think that maybe some people think that would be better anyway. That would be better. Amen. Man has suffered though. Man has suffered. Man has suffered. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. Just because we don't read the Bible. And one man in the name of Martin Luther King, I'm sorry, not King, Martin Luther King, I said, no, the Bible said the just shall live by faith. Just one verse. One verse. That verse. Ah. And that is actually the reason behind your KJV Bible. When they knew that salvation is by faith, they ensured this thing was printed. People who printed this thing was so that you can understand faith. There were enough works law around already then. That's why I told you, go and read this history. It was John Wesley, what's the name of this guy? This guy with plenty, yes, Tende, William Tende. Those guys, they are the ones that said, no, we will do our best to print this book. That if only this material will come out, people will understand that this salvation is by grace alone. That's why we now have that, they have that five sola, sola scriptura, sola gratia, sola Christos, and Christ alone, scripture alone, glory to God alone, and the remain other two. That's why we have that five. So this thing was printed for that purpose. The people who printed this thing did it for mankind to understand faith. What are we using to do today? 1 John 5 verse 4. Slowly, let's read 4 and 5 together. One to go. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. 5. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Hallelujah. Say, I have overcome the world. Say, I have overcome. Hallelujah. So you are already victorious. Okay? See Romans chapter 8, verse 37. We are already greater. We are not the one trying to overcome. We are born into victory. That is Christianity. You are born to walk in victory. Okay, Romans 8, 37. Come on, let's read together. One, two, go. Romans 8 now. I said 37. Come on, one, two, go. Yes? Nay. In all this, we are more than conquerors through him that... hallelujah. Say, I'm more than conqueror. So you are not born again in order to fight for victories. You are born to walk in victories, okay? You are born to walk in the victories of Christ. He is the Father that lays up inheritance for his children. He has laid up stops for you. What Christ did for us is complete. It's complete. So we walk in it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you ask me, how do I walk in it? How do I manifest the power of God? How do I free myself from this and that? You just call yourself what God calls you. Meditate on your salvation. Looking unto Jesus. How do I live beyond fear? I keep having this fear if I will go to hell when I miss.
keep looking unto Jesus. Not only will Jesus take away the fear, he will also deal with your action. He will also deal with your conduct. He will also make you better. Amen? Say, I put what Christ has done on my lips alone. On my lips. Revelation 12, verse 11. Revelation 12, verse 11. You must put what Christ has done on your mouth every day, every time. Don't see salvation as just something that has happened that you don't like talking about. Say, it's not just salvation. Don't call it just salvation. Glory in salvation. Rejoice in salvation. Be bold about salvation. Be bold to share it. Be bold to proclaim it. Be bold to announce it. Be bold to talk about it. Revelation 12, 11. Want to go? Let's read. Yes. You overcame him. So you must not be found meditating on your sins, on your shortcomings. Let me read Amplified version of that for you. And they have overcome. They have overcome, conquered the devil and all his, and conquered the devil by means of the blood of the Lamb, which is the utterance of their testimony. So this is your daily tax strategy. So you will make what the blood of the Lamb has done the utterance, the substance of your testimony, what you keep confessing. Amen. Praise God. You wake up every day. Don't say, I know it. Say it. Say it. Don't say, I know it. Say it. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Say it. It's vital if you want to walk in the earthly victories over sin, over the enemy, over addiction, over everything. Wake up in the morning and call you what God calls you. You're not the one. You should not be the one praying, paying money to buy miracle handkerchief, anointed oil. No, you are complete in Christ. Power is yours. Amen. Praise God. You don't need extra fasting, extra prayer to cast out demons. No, it's simply at the name of Jesus. Everything is made possible because of salvation. Salvation. At the name of your salvation. Not when I call the Holy Ghost 7 times in all honor, 14 times fire of God, 21 times. No. Quit that. Quit unbelief. Walk in your authority. Amen, amen. Say, I walk in my authority. Say, I walk in my authority. Say, salvation makes me bold to walk in my authority. Like that guy that the devil appeared to and was trying to say, hey, when you are done scattering my house, please arrange it back. And he went back to sleep. Amen. Well, if it's our one of some of our pastors today, hallelujah. Ah, Bogunio ba Michelle, mama, shake uncle. Please, you have to interpret. Holy Ghost. The song is not in English, that's the issue. And once you sing it in English, it will lose its efficacy. Such song, once you convert it like that, it won't work again. Oh God, if I start CSE songs for you, glory to God. Please give me one from your. That's so local. So rather than doing gymnastics in church, pattern your words after what Christ has done. Pattern your words. Don't wait for difficult times before you start. Start walking in power now. Say salvation. Salvation. Say salvation. Salvation. Say salvation. Salvation makes me bold to walk in power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why do we so see like when you stand before the sick, you stand as righteous, you stand bold, you stand convinced, you stand bold because there is therefore now no condemnation for you in Christ, sanctified by the blood, perfected forever, apple of God's eyes, eternally redeemed, set in Christ, far above all demons, all dreams. Amen. Say all dreams.
All dreams.
Say, I'm not scared by my dream. Say, it's my dream. Say, my dream cannot scare me. That's enough. Your dream. That means I can always dream another one. Amen? It depends on what you ate the other night. Eat something nice. Now sleep. Amen. Amen, Jare. Come on. So, yes. Say, I'm a man. Endued with the power of God. Say, I'm more than a conqueror. Say, I'm not a slave to sin. Say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Say, I'm the new child of the kingdom of darkness. Say, I'm the new child of the kingdom of darkness. Say, I understand who I am. Say, I am bold. Say, no fear here. Say, salvation made me fearless. Hallelujah. Say, I reign in life. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Okay, I give you 3 minutes to celebrate profession, and then we continue. Not from where.